Yeah, we used to use those a lot before, you know, LIFO and all this other stuff. Marine deep cycles were how you run your gear, you know, but those are a lot of acid, and I believe they are, yeah. And so they have their moments, but you know, I don't know how they take to solar charging. I imagine they would. I don't know, but you know, those, you know, you would keep charge with a trickle charger off your AC mains, and you know, and then you know, give you a nice long battery life for operation. But those were kind of the norm for the longest time, and I don't know, you know, what is it about the deep cycle marine type batteries that are no longer, you know, in vogue. You know, how are they being beat? Somebody knows more about it than I guess. Man, I'll tell you what, I am early downtown Mount Clemens, and it's like a ghost town. Huh, I'll be darned. Got jury duty today, and I'm just going into the structure, the park.
KE4ZYQ, talking about charging batteries, the lead acid are a different animal when it comes to charging and lifespan. And like Sean was saying, trickle charging those. With the LiFePOL 4s or the lithium ion batteries, like I have a, I can't think of the name, a Yeti 1000. That's just a lithium ion. It's not a LiFePOL 4. But you could charge some of them if they're made. You could charge as you're using them. So whatever's going out is percent of power draw. And then you could charge it with a solar input. So it can work almost like you're working off sunshine directly. But that's what's neat about LiFePOL 4s or lithium ion as opposed to just lead acid. Totally different animals. And they have their purpose and their ability. KE4ZYQ.